I got word from council that Adelaide Hills Vocational College is doing amazing things, helping the Mount Barker and broader community. There's a program called Soil to Plate, which is providing horticultural experience for young people while helping to improve their health and well-being. Coordinator Nathan Doble and teacher Glenn Mears join me on the line now to tell us more. Hi there.
Morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Tell us, what's Soil to Plate all about?
Well, Soil to Plate is a program that we've instigated which develops the understanding of students in their decision making in what they should be doing in the garden and where they should be going with it. So often our students just go down to the supermarket and just buy a packet of frozen peas, but they don't really have an understanding where it comes from, and sometimes they don't have an understanding of really what they're going to do when they leave school if they do develop a garden.
I think it's also that opportunity for a young person to get their hands dirty, get in the garden, dig up a worm, see what it's doing, and just immerse themselves in your backyard, because many young people have sort of maybe grown a little bit distant from that opportunity to be in their backyard. So the way we do it is to engage them by creating a garden, seeing what vegetables are best to grow seasonally, and harvesting those vegetables as well to be cooked in our kitchen here at the Vocational College.
Oh, fabulous. So how is it set up? Is it a once a week thing, or how does the lesson plan work?
It's once a week. We have the students for a 3-hour block of time, so it's plenty of time there to get stuck into what we have to do. So in that 3 hours, the students will come in, and then we'll have a planning session just initially. We'll say, okay, let's have a look. What do we need to do in the garden? What are we actually planting today? What are we actually creating today? So we create garden beds. We've created areas of lawn, for instance, which are really important for keeping the environment fairly cool. We basically work with the students for that 3-hour block, and by the end of that 3-hour block, they're pretty tired, I must admit, because it's getting out into the garden. And as you know, in these times of COVID, one of the things which was really beneficial for people was just getting out into the garden and just being in touch with the environment outside the house. So a lot of our students don't have that mentoring or teaching. And so what we've found is that the students are actually really engaging with gardening and digging, and there's a lot of heavy work there, but they're so enthusiastic about it. The enthusiasm is the thing which has been really building. They're not coming along going, oh, this is what are we going to do today, in a negative fashion, but they're actually coming along saying, hey, what are we going to do today? This is really exciting, because they're seeing the fruits of their hands. Mm. And I think that's a really exciting thing to see, because they see that if they put an effort in, they get a reward, and it's really good for going on to actually working in the community and their career pathways, really, I suppose.
With us at the moment is teacher Glenn Mears and coordinator Nathan Doble with Soil to Plate, talking about a course providing horticultural experience for young people in the Adelaide Hills Vocational College in Mount Barker. Are you getting much feedback from the students about what they want to do with these skills?
We've already had some students actually work in some of the estates up here, in some of the nurseries. They've been doing a part-time work up there, and they've really loved it. And the skills they've learned here, which include how to strike plants, the importance of nutrition, soil development, these are all things that we teach as part of the course. So it's not just, here's a whole, put a plant in it. It's we talk about the whole aspect of what makes a healthy garden and how plants do better in the environment that we live in, particularly in these times of, the seasons are changing all the time, aren't they? Mm. So it's difficult. So we've had a lot of rain lately. Through the summer months, obviously, we talk about the importance of irrigation and we teach them how to do that. But, so the students do have an awareness of career pathways into horticulture, and they certainly are interested in it. And we know we've got a few students that in the next few months, I should imagine they'll be applying for some jobs in the region here, which would be absolutely brilliant.
And I think sometimes we get the young person, and I can think of one young lad who goes, oh, I hate maths. Hmm. He's just put the irrigation system in around our facilities. He's had to learn flow rate. He He's had to learn measurement skills. Does that make sense? And he's come back and he's fully irrigated this place. And I think that opportunity for him, from someone who goes, oh, I hate maths, to actually apply it, it's become real lifelike. He's a young man that will be excellent in the horticulture industry as he matures and enters the workforce.
Oh, that's fantastic. So who's eligible for these courses?
Any student who attends the vocational college, the Adelaide Hills Vocational College. Certainly we've got a semester two intake at the moment right across the whole region. So we take students from right across the metropolitan area and the Hills area if they wish to come in and be a part of our school here. We're currently looking at enrolments for the second semester, which is excellent. So in the second semester, we'll be certainly pushing the course quite hard in the sense of we've got some more extravagant ideas which are coming through, which go into construction. So we're looking at construction as well as the horticultural side of things. So we're looking at how to create pathways, how to do fencing, how to create proper garden beds in the sense of using tools and things like that to actually do them. So it's a hands-on thing as well. So it's not just digging in the garden, but it's also every aspect of the landscaping as well as the horticulture that we've got here.
Great.
It's a very innovative course that we're quite proud of, actually.
Oh, that's brilliant. And it sounds kind of like the courses kind of all help each other out. You know, I'm sure if you do any cooking related classes, that food gets used and there's kind of a circular economy going on there as well, which is nice and sustainable.
Yes, yeah, there is, yeah. But you probably wouldn't want us two gentlemen cooking in the kitchen.
Definitely not.
All right, stick to what you're good at, eh? Nathan Doble and Glenn Mears, absolutely delightful to have you on the program today. Thanks for joining me.
No worries, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.